Here's everything you need to know to teach the software update exercise. As always, we want to begin by making sure everybody knows why we are doing the exercise we're doing, and we, of course, call that set the table. For this particular exercise, it's important everyone understands each of us carries with us an incredible piece of technology, almost greater than anything the world has ever seen. It has the capacity, in fact, to change the world, and it's all in the palm of our hands. It's our cell phones. But despite the incredibleness of our phones, the manufacturer still requires regular updates all throughout the year. Now, the phones aren't in need of a complete makeover, but rather a small, simple update to remove any quote-unquote bugs and to produce some enhancements. Many people activate the update immediately, while others ignore them. But even those that ignore the update notification eventually face a moment where the phone can't move forward until an update is completed. Things are just not compatible any longer. Well, similar to a software update on our phone, we quote unquote need to update our iOS. And in this particular exercise, we define that as an individual operating system. Now, most of us aren't in need of a complete transformation or an extreme makeover. That would actually be called a software upgrade. But rather, what we're in need of is a series of small, simple updates, software updates, and to remove a few bugs. Well, during the software update exercise, we'll work on identifying any bugs that need removing and lay out an update schedule to improve our own iOS. Now, as you begin to teach this exercise, here's some information on the history of software updates you can reference as you're teaching it. Did you know during Steve Jobs' reign at Apple, Apple averaged 6.75 iOS updates a year? That was up through 2011. After Steve Jobs' death, since then, there's been a steady rise in annual updates. In fact, it has risen up to about a 10.22 average, with in 2017 an all-time high of 15 iOS updates in that particular year. It leads to the question, well, why is there a rise in so many iOS updates? It's really three reasons. One, the rising complexities of the devices. Devices just have more functionality, more apps, more accessories than ever before. The second reason, there's so much change and activity in the marketplace, in society around us, that updates are needing to be done more frequently. And three, there's never been a moment in time where delivering your best is as paramount as it is today. In the same spirit, that all applies to us as well. The complex nature of humans, the forever changing activity of society around us, and the increased desire to be our best has produced the need for us to deliver regular updates to our iOS. Now, let's jump into what that regular update meeting, this session, will look like. We're going to start out by making sure everyone is familiar with all the lead-em-up language associated with software updates. Here's a few key terms for you to reference. iOS represents your individual operating system. A software update is a removal of bugs and the addition of updates designed to enhance the current iOS. Bugs are an error, a flaw, or a fault in one's iOS, individual operating system, that produces an unexpected result or causes one to behave in unintended ways. A notification, a prompting or reminder for yourself or others suggesting an update. Incompatibility, two things so different in nature, they are incapable of coexisting. Software upgrade, a complete change of the current iOS to a new and improved iOS. The hardware, it's the physical exterior one presents or portrays to others. And then on the flip side is the software, the inner workings, our heart, you could say, of who you are that drives what you do. Well, during this exercise, you will have each individual participate in a thorough update evaluation around three main areas. The first is this. We're going to examine what are people seeing. This is similar to consumer reviews or feedback. What are people seeing? What are people saying? Similar to a company assessing what others are saying, i.e. the consumer reviews or feedback, we're going to do the same as it relates to those around us. Have each individual spend 2 to 3 minutes and list out a minimum of 3 bugs and or desired updates that others, that could include family members, teammates, coaches, friends, have shared about your performance as a person, teammate, or leader. In the instance that no one has verbalized anything, have each person think, if I ask those around me to give me feedback about my performance, what do I think they would say? So if no one has said anything, I want you to do the talking for them. If they were to say something, what would you envision they would say? Write down your list. We will come back to it, but let's move on to the next section. The second part of the update meeting, what are you seeing? This is going to refer to internal evaluations and internal personal assessments. You know your iOS better than anyone. It's yours. Spend 2 to 3 minutes and list out a minimum of 3 bugs and or desired updates you would like to see removed and or updated about your performance as a person, teammate, or leader. Write down your list. We will come back to it. Let's move on now to the last and final section. What do you want to see? This is going to tie into vision casting, thinking big for the future. Oftentimes, updates are a small step towards a bigger future rollout or a bigger future idea. During this section of the exercise, think big. Spend 2 to 3 minutes and list out a minimum of 3 bugs and or desired updates of your performance as a person, teammate, or leader that you would love to either remove forever and or become incredible in. Write down that list. These 3 sections are going to provide incredible self-awareness, self-evaluation, self-assessment. In order for us to properly produce an update, we've got to evaluate the entire iOS, everything that people are saying about us or about it, as well as personal evaluations, as well as personal goals and desires. But now that we've done this full assessment, we've gone through this process, we now want to list out everything. We want to list out the bugs and updates for each of the 3 areas. And we're going to try to target what we're going to call 2 and 2. 2 bug removals and 2 updates. Use the following 3-part focus guide to help you get to your 2 and 2. There's 3 parts. First, evaluate, is there any overlap? For example, are bugs you'd like to remove the same bugs others would like to see removed? Bugs or updates that show up consistently on each of the sections need to be treated with heavy focus. A lot of attention needs to get put there. If there's any overlap of ideas or themes, those need to be put on your 2 and 2 list. Here's the second part. Is there potential harm? If there's a bug that has the ability to produce harm to others or in your relationship, that bug needs to be removed. Therefore, it needs to go on your 2 and 2 list. The last part, is there an ability to dramatically improve your performance? If there is, an update you listed that you believe an enhancement in that area could dramatically improve things, put that on your 2 and 2 list. Spend some time trying to take the initial things you've heard others say or believe they think, what you're seeing and the visions of what you'd like to see incorporated or removed. Once you narrow that list down into the 2 and 2, a total of 4 different things that are going to be included on your upcoming update, we now need to activate the software update. And to activate the following plan, you're going to do 3 things. First, you're going to tell your 6. If you haven't done the 6 exercise and lead them up yet, in place of that, tell 2 teammates what bugs you'll be working to remove and what updates you'll be making. Communicating this out to a peer or to a group of peers will help drive further accountability and help you activate the update. The second, commit to spending 5 to 10 minutes reading, listening, or watching something on each bug or update to help you build additional momentum around it. For example, if becoming a better listener is an update you're making, then find a podcast, for example, on how to become a better listener. Listen to it, spend 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes dedicating on working on your craft, working on that particular update. If it's going to be on your list of an update, we want to build momentum around it and help strengthen it. The last, strategize and implement environmental changes that could help make your support for the update better. That may be confusing to some. Strategize and implement environmental changes that could be made to better support the update. Let me explain. If you, for example, want to watch less TV because it is a major distraction getting in the way, well, it's difficult to avoid the TV when everything in your house is geared towards watching TV. Your couch and your chair all face the TV. The TV is front and center. The remote is right there on the counter. Everything is prompting you to keep watching TV. A change in the environment will help that. For example, maybe you remove the TV from your room. Maybe you hide the remote control so it doesn't make watching TV as easy. Make a strategic change to the environment. Maybe there's some type of nutrition update you want to make. Very difficult to do when there is snack food and junk food sitting present right on the main shelf, eye level within the counter. Maybe moving that out of sight, out of mind is a strategic change that could help support your update. Find those various ways to make the change of the environment be designed to help you work on your update. So now that we've established what bugs need to be removed, what updates need to be made, we put the activation plan in place, it's now time for the update. The moment this session concludes, your update is technically beginning. It's going to continue building and continue updating until you've determined that you've successfully updated your iOS. So we will follow back up in 10 to 14 days to track the progress of your software update. Is it still loading? Is the update complete? How are you doing with your individual operating system? As always, Lead 'Em Up doesn't work unless you work. You've got to do your part. Want to encourage you to have fun. And as always, Lead 'Em Up.